Say, do you know the answer to this question?
Who gets mail from Farmer's Branch, Flin Flon, and Clovis and Root 2?
That's Flon Flin.
Flin Flon.
If you know the answer to that question, then...
Yes, you'll win money on Honest to Goodness. And I might add, clear channel Honest to Goodness tonight.
You betcha. No, your clock's not wrong. We're not off and running a half an hour early. We always start a half an hour early on clear channel nights when we're calling all over the country because we've discovered it takes longer time to talk with these interesting people from east, west, north, and south. This is Dick Chapman and Charlie Boone on Honest to Goodness, and tonight we forego our little $8.30 game, at least the part that we always do every other night, and we set aside a special bunch of questions and call a special bunch of people. These are the folks who live way far out in CCO land and don't get a chance to participate in Honest to Goodness in our regular nightly calls, so we set aside one night every 2 weeks or so to call what we call clear channelers. Here we go, clear channeling, Charlie.
This proves that no matter where you go, you can take CCO with you. And right now, we're going to call somewhere in CCO land.
Exactly.
Which will be the southwestern part of our nation. Why don't you get out your atlases, or if you have a map, do that right now and find the places that we're calling.
Be sure you get a good atlas, not one like Rob Brown's
call.
Got.
Should we tell them where we're calling? No, I'll save that.
Well, we'll save it for a surprise when you get the call in, you know. Yes, we had lots of mail and lots of good neighbors from all over the country writing in. You heard from some of them, but we'll have... them in person on tonight from various places. And you know what I did? I ran off and left my mail in the other room that I should really have. And maybe I could get old Rob Brown to run in and get it for me. There's some mail from Alfie Ford in there, Rob, and some books laying by the typewriter. I meant to bring them in here, and at the last rush, I'd, you know, grab the wrong thing.
Our next show is the 25th of January, Clear Channel show, that is.
Which one?
January 25 is our next Clear
25.
Channel show, so those of you listening all around the country... Coast to coast.
Very good. Is it ringing
yet? Send
me
a card.
Is this ringing yet?
Not quite.
Not quite. Okay.
Is this a Canon? I want extension.
We're calling one of the far-out calls, and this one I'm dying to say where it is. Charlie won't let me until he gets the call through. Oh, I heard something. What was that? You opened up the line, didn't you, Chance?
Doot, 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 doot.
It's like trying to get a hold of Santa Claus.
Is this Airman Ken Luck?
Here we go.
Is this Airman Ken Luck of Cannon Air Force Base, Clovis, New Mexico?
Yes, it is.
Well, Ken, my boy...
This is your life.
Yes. This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, wonderful. Hello there. How are you? We're just fine down here. How are you?
Well, great. This is Charlie Boone, and Dick Chapman, our quizmaster, is here to talk to you.
Hi. Ken?
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you?
Oh, just fine.
Say, it might surprise you to know that I know where Clovis is, but you could probably describe it better than anybody else. It's pretty close to Texas border, isn't it?
Yes, it's about 8 miles from Texas.
8 miles?
Yes.
And you're in the Air Force, are you?
Yes, I am.
I'm not familiar with Cannon Air Force Base. What type base is it?
It's a TAC base, F-100 TAC.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you fly, or are you ground crew, or what?
No, I'm a crew chief here. I'm working night shifts right now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of those fighter planes, huh?
That's right.
A lot of people who are not familiar with TAC bases, what does that mean?
It's Tactical Air Command.
What does a Tactical Air Command do?
It's a swift mobile strike force. It has capabilities moving anywhere in the world in short moments of time.
And you're talking about fighter planes, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Very fast.
These jets that you work on in service, are they armed sometimes when they go through your hands?
Pardon, I didn't hear you.
I say, are these jets armed sometimes when you're working on them?
Yes, they are. They are armed whenever they get ready for flight.
Mm-hmm. And you, of course, work on them right up into flight.
Yes, we do.
Well, how do you happen to get Honest to Goodness on your radio there in Clovis?
Well, I have a little old six-transistor radio I listen to, and I listen to it on my car radio at night. Some nights I don't really get you too well, but other nights, again, it's really nice and clear.
Yeah, that little six-transistor might give you a little trouble now and then. Let me ask you this. If you're in the Air Force, you're probably not a native of Clovis, New Mexico. Where are you from?
No. I'm from Osseo, Minnesota?
Oh, no wonder you listen.
Uh-huh, that's right. My mother got me interested into the program when I come back from overseas.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Osseo, yes, you can kind of keep up on all hometown doings, huh?
That's right, it sure is. It sure is nice to listen to back home.
Your mother's probably listening right now.
I hope she is.
Yeah.
And what's your mother's name?
Emma.
And she lives in Osseo. Say hello to Emma.
Hello, Mom.
Well, you said you're overseas. Where were you when you went overseas?
Tripoli, Libya.
Oh, that's... Say, I bet that was interesting, huh?
It sounds like...
Oh, it was out in the desert, but I didn't mind it too bad.
And another air base out there, huh?
Yes.
That's in the Sahara?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Just about, yeah.
How fast do those jets you work on go? How fast?
Well, this is the F-100, about Mach 1.2 is about what it is.
And that
that's
is
about 800, 900? Up
close? About 850. 850
there. Miles an hour. That's going.
Of course, I move that fast myself sometimes in the morning when I'm late. You know?
What's the weather like there, Ken?
Oh, well, it was pretty nice today. We had about, I guess we were somewhere around 55. Real nice. Sun was shining. Chilly this morning. It was 26 when I got up, but...
26? Yeah, that's pretty cold.
And but it's it gets down there during the night, but it gets real nice during the daytime.
How much are you a career man in the Air Force? Or
oh,
you're...
no, I've got 210 days to go.
You're counting.
You sound days. Like you're really in a hurry there.
Oh, yes.
Well, do you plan to go to school when you get out?
Well, I really don't know yet what plans I have.
And the first thing to do is to get out, is that it?
Yeah.
How long have you been in, Ken?
3 years and 4 months.
Well, it'll be 4 years by the time you finish up. That's a long
mm-hmm.
time.
Right, I'll be getting out in August.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to school at Osseo?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
High school, huh?
Right.
Play any basketball or football or like that?
No, I didn't. I didn't go out to any sports at all.
Uh-huh. If I'm not mistaken, they didn't do bad last couple of years, Osseo.
Well,
I don't have
following
the...
them, no.
I don't have the records in front of me, but it seemed to me they were a pretty good ball club. Well, let's give you a chance to win $8.30. That'll help you toward your retirement fund.
Retirement
from the Air Force. I got one for you. Now, see, when you admit that you're a Minnesotan, we pick a little tougher question because most of these questions are designed for folks who don't live in our part of the country and may not know as much about our part of the country as other folks, so we pick out easy ones for them. But since you're from up here, we'll give you a different question. You ready?
Okay, but don't forget my 3-year handicap.
All right. Well, this one has to do with aviation, and by golly, maybe you can come up with this one. A veteran aviator from Winona, Minnesota, just completed a world record light plane flight from Cape Town, South Africa, to St. Petersburg, Florida. They call him the Flying Grandfather from Winona, Minnesota. Can you tell me his name?
My name just went through his head and it went by. I just can't think of it.
Well, I'll think of it in a minute. From Winona, Minnesota, the Flying Grandpappy, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, maybe
yes,
a month ago.
Oh, gee. These guys are going to kill me here. Oh, no.
These guys, now, who do you mean by these guys?
All these guys, my night shift working here.
Uh-huh.
The crew is in here right now. What's his name?
Kind of a simple name.
It's like two first names almost.
Oh, Conrad.
Yeah, that's right. All right, you got half of it. What's the
Max
other one?
Conrad, is
Max
it?
Conrad, that's correct.
There
Max Conrad from Winona, Minnesota, and the guys won't kill you now.
Yeah, they're kind of happy now.
Well, as we talk to you, where are you? Are you in the barracks or where?
No, I'm in the hangar right now.
You mean this? We're talking to you on government time?
I guess so. They don't mind too bad.
I guess not. We just gave the government $8.30 anyway, so that's... Well, gee, it was nice talking to you, Airman First Class Ken Lucht, and we'll be looking for you to stop by and say hello to us when you get back out of the service.
Fine, thank you, and thank you very much.
You betcha. We'll send that money in the mail, and you give our regards to all your buddies there, will you?
Sure will, thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, Ken.
Very interesting. Airman First Class Ken Lucht of Cannon Air Force Base in Clovis, New Mexico. On the job tonight.
That's right, working. If people have their atlases out, they can see where Clovis is. It's right next to Texas. Didn't he say 8 miles?
8 miles from Texas, that's right. Of course, 8 miles from Texas, whereabouts up and down? You didn't have that down, Pat, did you?
That's quite a bit north.
It's crossed from the panhandle, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
I have it. No? Virginia.
Rob Brown is our man in charge of atlases tonight. And
we're checking on the map of all these places that we call. It's kind of fun sometimes. You get some smaller towns you can't find.
Well, you won $8.30. I'll put that down.
I bet Mrs. Luck was thrilled, too, in Osseo, Minnesota, listening to her son there on the phone.
Yes, I bet so, too. Now, we've got another call or two to make, but don't hurry, Charlie, because here's someone you've got to hear from.
What a combination.
baseball in Florida and calypso music on the shores of the Caribbean. It's all yours on the greatest Fan in the Stands baseball trip yet. This is Randy Merriman, and here's my invitation. Join our WCCO Radio Fan in the Stands baseball trip. We're leaving by Northwest Fan Jet on March 13th for 8 glorious days in the Southlands. 4 days in Jamaica. Tropical palm trees, bright sunshine, starlit skies. Swimming in the Caribbean, dancing, golfing, and fishing. Sightseeing and shopping in duty-free ports. 3 nights in Montego Bay. A trip through the tropical mountains to Kingston Town. Then Florida for 4 days at Fort Lauderdale. And baseball, our Minnesota Twins against the Yankees and the Braves. Our big WCCO Radio baseball banquet with Cal Griffith, his stars, and top coaching staff. You can do it all. For details, just send me your name and address on a postcard. Mark it, Fan in the Stands Trip, WCCO Radio, St. Paul or Minneapolis. Oh, by the way, no passports, visas, or vaccinations are required.
He brought a band with him. A whole orchestra. Randy, wherever you are, hurry home. Wonder if he's listening. Could
that's,
be, you
that's
know.
That's pretty tough. The boss said, hurry back so you can take that trip to Nassau.
Listen, well, you should talk.
No,
you're off to Hawaii, no, and Rod Jackson's
okay.
off to Hawaii.
I won't say where.
Merriman's there now and going to Nassau. You know where I'm going to go? Newalm.
Newalm. Well, listen, don't knock Newalm.
I always
do. It's a great place.
I go down there in the polka festival.
Do you really?
Every year, right. Yes, sir.
Well, you were at the La Crosse and the Oktoberfest.
Well, yes. So while you guys are running around.
And you might eat corn on the cob somewhere.
I can do that in my own house.
Sure. You were in Glenwood?
Yes. At Waterama?
Well, you see where we're calling right now.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Williams residence in
yes.
Brantford, Ontario, Canada?
Yes.
This is Honest to Goodness calling you from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Now, just a minute. I think it's my husband you want to speak
Robin?
To. Just a minute.
All right, Mrs. Williams. She's going to call Robin to the phone. We're
Brantford,
calling
Brantford, Ontario.
Yeah.
Yes, Robin.
Yeah.
Charlie Boone and Dick Chapman here from WCCO Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And honest to goodness, we're calling you. You're about 60 miles west of Niagara Falls, aren't you?
No, we're not that far. Which one is this, Ray?
This is both of us. We're both on at the same time. That was Charlie Boone, and this is Dick Chapman.
Well, Charlie, we're not, we're not 60 miles from Niagara Falls. If we got married, we could get over there in about 25, 30 miles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not married then, is that it?
Oh, yes, we've been married about 50 years, but then I say if we got married again, you know, we couldn't get over there.
Are you kidding us? You've been married 50 years?
Yep, 50 years. I'm 75 past.
Well, how about that?
And that was your wife that answered the phone?
Yeah.
You sound like young folks.
Well, we're trying to be young in spirit.
Well, that's good.
Well, it sounds like it, yes. Brantford, Ontario. Now, you'll see, if you're west of Niagara...
Brantford, Ontario, Charlie. If you know where Toronto is, of course you do.
Uh-huh.
Why, we're just about, we're about 80 miles west of Toronto, but pretty close to midway between Toronto and... Detroit, a little closer to Toronto than Detroit.
There's a big
that kind of puts you right smack dab in the middle of the Great Lakes, doesn't it?
Well, we're about 20 miles from Lake Erie.
And you couldn't be much farther from Lake Ontario.
No, we're just about the same distance Lake Ontario. See, Hamilton is right at the end of the lake.
Uh-huh, right. Well, by golly, now we've got you pinpointed, and I'm sure all the folks that are listening in have you pinpointed. Just a few minutes ago, we talked to a young airman from Clovis, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
whose home is here in Osseo, Minnesota. That's very close to the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. I just wonder, have you ever been to the States?
Well, I told you in my letter, I once lived in St. Peter.
Oh, in St. Peter, Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't see the letter. That's
but
why
that
I asked you.
Before I got married, and many, many, many years ago.
Well, now, many, many, many. How many is many, many?
Many,
before
many.
You got married, it had to be 50 years ago, huh?
Yeah, it had to be 50 years ago, but then St. Peter's no place.
That's right, you're right.
It was a pretty rough and rugged place 50 years ago.
Well, I don't know about that. Did
no,
you?
It wasn't. They had the college up on the hill there, and I used to go up there and see a girl once in a while.
Uh-huh. Did you work in St. Peter?
No, I was going to school.
I see.
A kid.
I see. You were a child bridegroom then.
Well, I wasn't married there.
Oh, we're just putting you on, Robin.
I know you are. Well, it's awful nice to hear from you, and you talk like you're next door.
Well, that's good. I hope we come in on the radio
that's
like
the way
that.
You come in on the radio, too. I hadn't gotten to bed yet, so I hadn't turned CTO on you.
Oh, you wait till you retire before you'd listen to us, huh? Well, let me see if I can just give you one of our $8.30 checks.
Well, that's a new question, then, I take it.
Well, yeah, we got special question for you Clear Channel people. And this one, let me see. I just pick one out as we go through here.
While Dick is looking for a question, a lot of people will be interested to know what kind of weather you're having, Robin, there in Ontario.
Well, we're having a little better weather than you are, according to what you fellas say over the phone. We haven't had anything quite down to zero yet.
Uh-huh.
Here, I got a question for you. How's this? One of the most famous stretches of scenic boating water in the nation is the St. Croix River. It separates which two states? The St. Croix River separates which two states? Now, you think back 50 years or so, and perhaps you can remember.
Which two great bodies of water?
No. One of the most famous stretches of scenic boating water...
Oh, boating water.
...in the United States is the St. Croix River. And that separates which two states?
I ought to know that.
It's not too far from St. Peter. It's a little east of St. Peter and a little north. That almost gives it away.
That should be pretty easy for you.
Well,
I'll tell you this much. Minnesota is one of them. What's the other state?
Well, it would have to be Wisconsin.
That's right.
Right.
You mean to tell me you don't remember the St. Croix River? Why, that ran...
Well, the dickens of it is I do. We have traveled out that way. We've taken trips out there. We've been to Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
Through there. Never stayed very long.
No, I understand. We tried.
But I have crossed that darn St. Croix River, and I was trying to picture it, you know. You had me down here on geography, and if you'd have said the St. Clair River between Windsor and Detroit, that'd have been easy.
I jumped you all over the map with those geographical questions. I know
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
Well, you got it right anyway with a little help, and we'll send you our check for $8.30. And would you give our regards to the missus who was so nice to answer the telephone?
Yes, sir, I will.
And stick with us. We'll have lots of these Clear Channel shows. We like to talk to you folks all over the country.
Well, I enjoy very much hearing from you.
Okay. Honest to goodness, Robin Williams, it was nice talking to you. Hang on now. Charlie Boone will double-check the address.
All right.
Robin Williams, Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Won himself $8.30. Well, by golly, we've done a lot of phoning in distance-wise so far, but we haven't done much in the way of... good old business for the boss. And I think it's time to strike up the band once more.
Fresher, crispier, bigger, tastier, Old Dutch potato chips. Eat them all alone or dunk them in dips. They're so much tastier than any other chips. Fresher, crispier, bigger, tastier, Old Dutch potato chips.
You know, Old Dutch brings you the best corn chips because they're the fresh corn chips. The freshness that has made Old Dutch snacks so famous is always protected by the very finest kind of packaging. Old Dutch corn chips in the twin pack have their freshness doubly protected. First, you see, there's the outer sealed packaging. And inside are two moisture-proof bags, individually sealed to keep chips fresh, crisp, and tasty. So enjoy the best. For good flavor and perfect crispness, get Old Dutch corn chips. You buy them in regular size, dip size, and rounds. And say they're great with beverages and tasty with dips. Old Dutch, the best tasting corn chips you can buy.
Music ran out before you were through.
Oh, they're delicious.
Say, you remember Alvie Ford, the blind poet that we talked to in Santa Cruz, California?
That was the night I wasn't here.
Oh, that's right. Randy was here.
It, yeah.
But he wrote us a poem. Well, a nice letter. He says, your check for 8:30 arrived today. The result of the Clear Channel program December 14th. That's right. Thank you so much. Nice of you to call me out here in California. Also, very gracious of you to direct the conversation around my writing the books. He says he's heard from folks in Annandale and Wilmer and Hutchinson and Ripley, Iowa, and lots of places asking about his books. Anyway, said he spent his first 23 years on farms around Windham and Springfield, Minnesota. That's great country in which to live and bring up children, according to Alvie Ford in Santa Cruz, California. Now, when I get time here, I'm going to read the poem that he wrote immediately after hanging up that night, after talking to Honest to Goodness. It says here, enclosed herewith are the books I promised you that night. There are also a few loose poems enclosed. You have my permission to quote. He said, actually, the one titled The Telephone Quiz is a silly thing I wrote after you phoned me that night. Actually, I was somewhat nervous. Must have sounded pretty silly on the radio. Well, I don't think so. He says that.
Get your atlas out now, because we're calling Southwest United States once again.
Southwest?
Okay. Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Howard Anderson?
Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Howard Anderson? Farmers Branch, Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah. This Mr. Anderson?
That's right.
Well, we're calling you from WCCO Radio, Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis, honest to goodness.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Mr. Anderson, this is Charlie Boone, and our quizmaster here, Dick Chapman, wants to talk to you.
Yeah, is this Mr. or Mrs. Anderson?
This is Mr.
Mr. Well, very good. Is the wife home tonight?
Yeah, she sure is.
Right
here.
Well, that's all right. We'll talk with both of you.
All right.
I think the card we got has Mrs. Anderson's name on it.
Yeah, she sent it in.
She did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you better put her on, or you might be in trouble.
Okay, here she is.
People looking at their maps, they'll notice...
Hello. Hello, Mrs. Anderson. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank you.
This is Dick Chapman and Charlie Boone calling from Honest to Goodness. And you don't sound like a Texan. Why is that?
No, we're from Minnesota. My nephew's been telling me to send cards in all the time, too.
Oh, is that so?
And yes.
Who is your nephew?
Bernard Sosnick. He lives in St. Louis Park.
St. Louis Park. That's way over here west of us.
That's right.
Yes.
We used to live in Bloomington.
Oh, I see. How long ago was that?
We moved down here in 63.
Uh-huh. 2 years ago. That's not so long ago.
No, so our heart is still in Minneapolis.
Where is Farmers Branch, Texas?
Farmers Branch is it's a suburb of Dallas.
Oh,
just
really?
Northwest of Dallas.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's one of the first suburbs around Dallas.
I see. Well, I was thinking Farmers Branch is such a quaint name. It sounds like a little town out in the middle of the prairie, you know?
No, it isn't quite.
And really, you're sitting on the edge of one of the big towns.
Oh, yes, it's right on the edge.
I see. Did your husband's work take you to...
Yes, he works for Braniff.
Oh, for the air... Does he fly?
No, he's a mechanic. We were transferred down here. All the mechanics were transferred down here. Quite a few, you know.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Braniff flies into the Twin Cities, too, don't he?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty popular airline.
He might be interested to know that we talked with another mechanic tonight, an Air Force airman from Clovis, New Mexico, who is a maintenance man, crew chief on a jet.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. I used to have some friends living in Clovis, but they live in Wisconsin now. He was stationed down there at one time, too.
Was he at Cannon Air Force Base?
Yes, uh-huh. Uh-huh. He was stationed there at one time.
Well, that's kind of a coincidence.
Uh-huh.
Well,
you sound real familiar.
I do?
Yes, because we used to listen to your program a lot in Minneapolis.
Well, good.
And St. Paul.
In St. Paul, that's right.
And all
over. We get WCCO real good after midnight down here.
Uh-huh. That's when Franklin Hobbs is holding forth, huh?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to stump you with a question.
Well, I have a lot of help here. I have four boys and a little tiny girl.
You might not need it.
Four boys and a little girl?
Yes, we had our little girl since we came down to Dallas.
Uh-huh. And they all go to school there in one of the Dallas suburbs?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Say, I have I don't have relatives, but my brother got married in Dallas, and not in Dallas, but in Highland Park. Do you know where Highland Park
is? Highland Park, that's in Dallas.
Oh, is it?
That's Highland Park.
That's right. I thought
it's
it was a suburb.
Surrounded by Dallas.
I guess it's kind of like a neighborhood, more or less.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just going to say, by golly, all you northerners there in Texas, we got to send you some of that green Yankee money, okay?
Oh, yes, we just love it. We could sure make use of it.
How old is your oldest boy?
He's 15.
15?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's try a sports question and see if he can answer it. Now, he don't have to put him on yet, but he can help you, okay?
Okay, that'll be fine.
Here we go. In sports, we refer to the Minnesota Golden Gophers, the Wisconsin Badgers, and so forth. What is the nickname for the Iowa team?
Oh.
Uh-huh. A resident of Minnesota all those years, and you don't know, do you?
Oh.
But I bet your son does.
Yes, you can ask him then.
Okay, just turn around and ask him there. Put him on or something.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? I want you to help your mom answer this question.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
In sports, we refer to the Minnesota Golden Gophers, the Wisconsin Badgers, and so forth. What I want you to tell us is the nickname for the Iowa team.
The Hawkeyes?
The Hawkeyes. You are right, young man. And your name is?
Terry.
Terry?
Yes.
Tell your mom you just won $8.30 for her.
Good.
Okay, and tell the other youngsters, too. Everybody up tonight, huh?
Yeah.
You have the same time we do. It's not quite 9 o'clock yet, huh?
Right.
You don't have to go to bed so early, I guess. How about the little girl? She's probably not awake now, huh? The baby?
Yeah, she's awake, too.
She is, huh?
Yeah.
Real bunch of night owls. Well, okay. Put your mom back on.
Okay. Hello. You know, we got together afterwards and figured that out.
Well, he didn't need any help. He came right up with the answer just that quick.
Yes.
Well, very good. You won $8.30, and
oh,
I bet
wonderful.
You a lot of your friends up here probably heard you again.
Well, I hope so, and I hope my nephew is listening. He's always listening to this.
Very good. Very good.
What kind of weather are you having there in Dallas tonight?
Well, it's it was chilly today. What was the temperature today? It was in the 50s, but it has been a little chilly the past few days.
Uh-huh. We've got a little snow on the ground, an inch of fresh
snow.
Oh,
yes. We missed that snow for Christmas.
It's kind of crisp and clear around here.
Oh, I bet
you,
it's beautiful.
It is.
Oh,
I bet a lot of folks around the country who are not used to those good Minnesota winters hear you say, gee, we missed that snow for Christmas, and they can't believe it, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Christmas decorations is nice down here, but they're not like Minnesota ones with that beautiful snow.
Ah, yes. It's 7 above right now.
7 above.
Doesn't that make you homesick?
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, boy.
Oh, well. Very good. It was nice talking to you and your nice family. And
yes,
honest to goodness,
it was nice talking to you, and I'm sure glad you called.
Okay.
And we'll be expecting the money. I'll have to send some to my nephew.
I'll see if I can wring it away from the boss somewhere. Huh? Okay,
I'll
Ms. Anderson.
I'll have to send some to my nephew. He's been writing to me all the time now.
Split it with him. That'll be the ticket.
That's right.
Thank you. Now hang on while Charlie double checks the address, will you?
Okay.
That was Mrs. Howard Anderson in Farmers Branch, Texas, which happens to be one of the northwest suburbs of Dallas. $8.30 she wins. Well, we have another $8.30 giveaway. And another... Wait a minute, I have to cross off the question. Another call or two to make. Let's see. So far, we've gone from Clovis, New Mexico, to Brantford, Ontario. That's a far jump from the south to the north and back south again to the suburbs of Dallas. You know, to me, there are two important reasons why Muska Lighting has become the favorite place for so many really wise shoppers. First, at Muska, you select from the largest display of light fixtures in our entire region. That selection will be bigger than ever with the opening of Muska's new upstairs showroom. How about that? They've got room up there, and by golly, I know that that's where they used to make the coffee upstairs, Charlie.
And the lights?
Well, no. They make the coffee up there. They're just going to convert their upstairs into the showroom now. They've got one of the biggest showrooms in the country anyway, you see. Now they're adding more space.
Where are they going to have the coffee?
Down the basement.
Oh.
Obviously. Now, reason number two for shopping at Muska Lighting. Muska consistently offers the lowest everyday prices on really quality merchandise. For example, at Muska Lighting, you can buy all your fixtures for a modern three-bedroom home for as little as $79. Quality fixtures, every one of them. Also at Muska, you can choose a beautiful imported Spanish cast bronze and crystal chandelier for only $42. You see the wide range there? Those are just samples of the values to be found at Muska Lighting in St. Paul at 700 grand. That's just one block west of Dale. And right now, Muska has a special offer for WCCO listeners. It is a big money-saving 20% discount on all portable electric heating equipment. 20% off just by saying you heard about it on WCCO Radio. So speak up as you shop at Muska Lighting in St. Paul at 700 grand. Shop Monday and Thursday nights till 9, Saturdays till 3:30.
We're calling an area of the country that you're familiar with, Dick.
Oh, yeah?
And maybe you can tell us where this is. I couldn't find it.
What is it?
It's in Big Mo.
In Mighty Mo.
Very Missouri. And it's near Peculiar.
Oh, really? What have you talked about?
Hello? Is this Mrs. William J. Campbell?
That's right.
Of Carrollton, Missouri?
Yes.
This is Dick Chapman, Charlie Boone calling from Honest to Goodness, WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Yes, I was just listening to you.
Really?
Yes.
How nice.
Pretty cold.
It is pretty cold up here. How is it where you are?
Oh, it's cold for us. It's about 30, I guess.
Uh-huh. Dick Chapman is our quiz master. He wants to talk to you. And before we do that, let's remind you that this is your good neighbor to the northwest with Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis.
I don't hear you.
830-WCCO. I just gave a station break, Mrs. Campbell.
How about now? Do you hear me, Miss Campbell?
Yes, I think I can hear you.
Say, your voice is music to my ears. You know what you sound like?
No.
You sound like all my aunts and uncles.
Down here in Missouri?
You have an Ozark accent.
Oh, no.
Well, almost, no. I guess not quite an Ozark accent, but it, you know, it's like the northern foothills of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
More or less. Were you born in Carrollton?
No, I was born in Hannibal.
Hannibal?
Yes.
Up on the river?
Yes.
Well, by golly, I know Hannibal, too. That's where Mark Twain hung out, wasn't it?
That's right.
And they still have that white fence there that was whitewashed, you remember?
Oh, yes. They whitewash it every year if they have a contest.
That's right, by golly. I'd forgotten about that. It's been so long since I've been back to Missouri. This, Charlie, this is the actual fence that Samuel Clemens wrote about.
Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, I guess I better. But I don't know. You said it's cold down there tonight. It wouldn't.
Well, it's colder than Minnesota.
Well, how cold is did you say it was?
About 25 or 30.
25 or 30.
Well, yeah, that is pretty cold.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. It's seven above here now.
Where's Carrollton?
Well, it's down here about 80 miles northeast of Kansas City.
Uh-huh. See, that's my hometown, Kansas City. Been a long time since I've been there, but that's where it was.
We have a neighbor in Minneapolis who's with Billy Sunday.
Oh, yeah? You mean Billy Graham?
Yes, that dates me, doesn't it?
It does a little bit, but I understood what you meant. Now, who is your neighbor? What's his name?
Russell Busby is a photographer.
Russell Busby?
And he married one of our neighbor girls.
I see. Uh-huh. And he lives in Minneapolis, does he?
Yeah.
Well, doggone. Yeah, well, it's good to talk to you folks. I was just telling Charlie about that whitewash fence. You say every year they have a regular ceremony and re-whitewash it.
Have a contest, you know. Yeah,
that's right. You mean the first one through, huh?
Yes.
See, Charlie, if you read... Tom
Sawyer?
Tom Sawyer.
Oh, yes.
You know, and he got that thing going
that.
Where he made him whitewash the fence. Well, it's still there.
They still
do it every year. And I guess they got a steamboat there, too. That's quite a town, Hannibal.
Yes, it's a real nice town.
Carrollton's not too far from Peculiar. You must be on Highway 71.
Well, my niece has a boyfriend at Peculiar.
You say your boyfriend's Peculiar?
No,
come on, Charlie.
My niece.
Oh, your niece's boyfriend's Peculiar.
She's down at Cotty College.
Oh, yeah, and that's in Fulton. No, that's not
Nevada.
Fulton. Nevada, that's right.
And Peculiar's on 70 or 71, whichever it is.
Well,
71.
He's pretty old.
Yeah, now you're talking about my dad's home territory, Nevada and Adrian and Rich Hill. That's where I learned to grow up on the farm.
Oh, I see.
Sounds like home.
Oh, no, it's nice talking to you. I'll see if we can give you a question where you can win $8.30.
Well, make it real easy.
All right. Let's see. Here's one. I think you'll know this one, even though... Now, it's a question about our neck of the woods, but you see if you can't come up with the answer. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready, as I'll ever be.
If we get beef from steers and mutton from sheep and pork from hogs, where do we get venison?
Why, from deer, of course.
Right,
we have
are.
Deer down here. We have a season.
That's right. I knew that. That's why I asked you the question. I figured. But that's just another way for us to publicize our famous white-tailed deer up in the Northwest and also the mule deer, which we have in North Dakota and...
Well, our deer run on the highways and everything.
Yeah, I know. By golly. Nice talk to you.
Well,
and we're
nice
going to send $8.30 in the mail.
Well, I'll be fine. It's been nice to talk to you. I live alone.
Uh-huh. Well, the next time your nephew goes up to see the boyfriend, the girlfriend, which is it now?
It's
your
my niece.
Your niece, yeah.
Your niece. Next time your niece goes up to see the boyfriend in Peculiar, will you say that you made him famous?
Well.
All right. Thank you for talking to us, Miss Campbell, and hang on now while Charlie double-checks on your address.
Well, thank you.
You betcha. Well, thank you. I haven't heard that kind of voice for a long time. Ms. William Campbell, Route 2, Carrollton, Missouri. Not too far from Peculiar. Nevada. I'd forgotten all about Nevada, by golly. You see, in every state's got its idiosyncrasies, and Missouri doesn't pronounce any town the way it's supposed to be pronounced.
Well, what did she say?
Nevada. That's the correct way to pronounce it. It's spelled just like the state of Nevada.
Nevada,
right.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And
Nevada.
There's a town.
That talks so slow and nice.
Don't they?
Yeah, Missouri.
Now, she was a little put out when we said she had an Ozark accent. You notice that?
Yeah.
Because she didn't really have an Ozark accent.
No.
No, that's a little slower still, an Ozark accent.
What kind of an accent she had?
She was Northern Missouri accent.
Northern Missouri. You know, CCO Radio comes in there like a burst out of the blue.
Oh, yes, I know that.
I remember driving through Kansas City, picking up CCO louder than the local station.
Oh, hold on now, Charlie.
That's right. That's a fact. I had to turn
louder
down.
Louder than the local station?
I had to
station.
Turn it down.
There's more than one local station in Kansas City, Charlie.
Well, there are a few.
I see. You must have been listening to Kansas City, Kansas or something. Well, no, there's a town over in central Missouri called spelled V-E-R-S-A-I-I-L-E-S. You know, like the Treaty of Versailles.
Oh, yeah.
Only
it's
they
like
pronounce
Zoilo.
It. That's right. Only they pronounce it Versailles.
Versailles.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there's a town called New, M-A-D-R-I-D. M-A-D-R-I-D. You, how would you pronounce that?
I don't spell very well.
M-A-D.
Oh, Madrid.
Yeah, no, that's New Madrid.
New Madrid.
Yes, sir. And you've got to say it right or you're in trouble.
Is that right? Well, that's like...
All right, now let's
that's
try
That's like Pierre, South Dakota, you know.
Yes.
Which
true.
Looks like Pierre.
Or like Montevideo.
Or like,
Which I would have said Montevideo.
Or Prague, right, which looks like Prague.
Well, all right, try this one now. One more.
Okay.
S-Y-R.
Yes.
A-C-U-S-E.
That's Syracuse.
No, that's Syracuse, buddy. You got it all wrong, and they'd run you out of that town that right quick. Yes, sir, I can tell you that.
Say, it's 5 above in our Twin Cities right now. Clear skies, northwest wind at 9 miles an hour, and 2 halftime scores that Dick will give you right here in the Big Ten.
Beautiful.
I'd dial a number.
Ooh. Indiana is unwhipped in the Big Ten, and they're leading Iowa 41-35. And Purdue at the half leads Wisconsin 37-33. Those are both halftime scores. Indiana over Iowa, 41-35. Purdue over Wisconsin, 37-33. It is 6 minutes past 9, Central Standard, and Nash's Coffee Time. Nash's Premium Blend, now available at new low price. Featured this week at your IGA Marquette. Market. What's
the
that
next
name?
Clear Channel
Indiana's
show.
1-1.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are they? I said they were unwhipped, didn't I?
Yeah, Illinois beat them.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Indiana. See, Ray Christensen's right on the stick there.
Yeah.
Devil. Hello, Mrs. Peter Mueller.
Yes.
Of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Why, yes, we were just listening to you.
Wonderful. This you know who this is.
Honest to goodness.
From WCCO Radio.
Oh, we just love your program.
Well, how nice of you to say that.
We do. We really do.
You
we
hear Maynard speech in the morning, I understand.
Please?
Do you listen in every morning to Maynard?
We sure do. That's the first thing. We have relatives living in St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
And I always like to see what your temperature is.
Well, who are those relatives in St. Paul?
Ferber, John Ferber on Colburn.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Waddell's on Emerson.
Wonderful. Well, Dick Chapman wants to talk to you. And how's the weather there in Cincinnati?
Oh, it's not too bad. It was real nice today. I think it was about 38.
You didn't get all that snow?
No, we didn't. We had about a half an inch on Sunday. But it's all gone. It was a beautiful, sunshiny day today.
Uh-huh. This is Dick Chapman.
Hi,
Ms. Mueller.
Dick.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Real well, thank you. We were listening and enjoying your program.
Uh-huh. Did you hear the lady in Missouri?
Please?
Did you hear the lady in Missouri?
Yes, we did. And the boy in Texas, I enjoyed listening to the chap that was in the Air Force.
Uh-huh. That was in New Mexico, in Texas. Yeah, Clovis.
Oh, uh-huh.
Just 8 miles from Texas, he said it was.
Well, you really get around, don't you?
Well, we have tonight, yes, sir, and we're sure happy to reach you there in Cincinnati.
Well, I just couldn't believe it. When the telephone rang, I said, wouldn't that be funny if they were calling us? And, of course, your station faded out a little bit. There's another station came on a little bit stronger, and we lost you for a little bit.
Yeah, what you should do is just kind of move the radio a little bit, unless it's a great big heavy one.
Oh, you.
No, really, that's true. You see, once in a while when you get signal fades like that, your aerial is maybe slanted just a little bit the wrong way. In back of most radios is a is a built-in radio with has a little directional quality to it.
Built-in
aerial.
I thought you were kidding me.
No, huh? What kind of radio are you listening on?
Oh, I don't know. What's the name of that radio?
Well, I mean, is it a table model or transistor?
Yeah, it's a Cena table model.
I see. Yeah, if you move it a little bit or switch it maybe an inch or two or three, well, you'll find it'll improve your signal sometimes.
Well, thank you. We'll have to try that.
You betcha. Here you are listening to Maynard Spies at early in the morning and up this late at night listening to us. So why? What in the world? Don't you ever sleep?
Oh, why, sure. When I get up, I was laying in bed listening to you. Oh,
I see. This is the last program you listen to then.
Are you on Eastern time there in Cincinnati?
Yes.
You mean to tell me it's 10 minutes past 10?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my golly. And why do you get up so early?
Well, my husband leaves at 7 o'clock, and, of course, when I turn him on, it's 6 o'clock, but it's 5 o'clock your time.
When you turn your husband on?
You.
Oh, I see. That's right. Yeah, so you really wouldn't be up so doggone early in the morning. Now I'm straightened out.
No, there's an hour difference in our time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're earlier than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does your husband do in Cincinnati?
He works for the government.
Oh, he's not.
He's a G-man.
No.
He's a civilian in the Army Ordnance.
Oh, I see. Very interesting. Well, it's been nice for us to talk to you about your friends back here in Minnesota. Now let's see if we can't make you friends of ours by giving you $8.30.
Well, that would be wonderful.
How are you at sports questions?
Well, not too bad, I hope.
All right, I'm going to try you on one now and see if you can win $8.30. Ready?
All right.
Slugging outfielder Harmon Killebrew plays for which American League team?
Oh, boy, now wait.
Go slow now. Slugging outfielder Harmon Killebrew plays for which American League team?
I think for the Minnesota Twins.
You think right. Yes, sir.
Well, good.
You couldn't remember the nickname, could you?
No.
You were guessing it was our ball club, yes, but the Minnesota Twins. You are so right, and you win $8.30. And honest to goodness, it was nice to talk to you.
Well, honest to goodness, I love talking to you.
Okay, hang on now while Charlie checks the address.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.
Mrs. Peter Mueller in Cincinnati, Ohio. Gee, these folks are nice, and we must be pouring out that clear channel power tonight because everybody seems to be listening. Clovis, New Mexico, Brantford, Ontario, Farmers Branch, Texas, Carrollton, Missouri, that lady was listening. Cincinnati, Ohio. She was listening. Well, where are we going to go next? We'll find out in just a little bit. Does your laundry get really white, bright, etc.? Does it? Well, at any rate, it isn't the soap, it's the water. So call Culligan. Even if you use moderately hard Minneapolis or St. Paul water, call your Culligan man today.
You know, hard water might be okay if you never had to do any more than maybe just go fishing in it. But when you bring hard water into your house, that's where you're starting trouble. Because when you put soap in hard water, you get a gooky old soap scum.
Blech!
The hard water soap scum leaves a film on everything it touches, dishes, glassware, everything. It not only looks bad and tastes bad, it makes your clothes and linens wear out faster.
It wears out people, too.
Yes, housewives.
Housewives are people.
Yes, and they feel like human beings again when they get a Culligan water softener. A Culligan soft water gets clothes cleaner and makes coffee and foods taste better and like that. Show him how easy it is to call a Culligan man. Go on, call him.
Hey, Culligan man.
Call him again.
No, it's your turn. You call him.
But I...
Go on, call him.
Oh, all right. Hey, Culligan man.
You're cute.
I didn't think you were so cute, Charlie.
Call your Culligan man.
Call your Culligan man today. Yes, that woman didn't know, but frequently when you change the direction of your radio, it helps the signal. Especially if you have a small table model or a transistor... Because all of these radios have built-in, somewhat directional antennas in the back.
You sort of aim it at the Twin Cities, right? Wherever you are.
No, I think you aim it perpendicular to the signal, isn't that right? No?
Oh, yeah,
parallel to the signal. Yeah, in other words, your flat side of the antenna should be perpendicular against which way the signal is coming.
Hello, George Arneson?
George isn't home right now.
George isn't home right now?
No.
And yeah?
He went out to Creighton for me and... He won't be back till on the, I think the bus leaves there at 20 minutes to 10.
Uh-huh.
Who's calling?
Well, we're calling from Honest to Goodness, from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, for heaven's sake, that's a long ways from here. I'm George's dad.
You're George's dad? Well, yes. Wonderful. You're way up in Flin Flon, Manitoba, Canada.
That's right. I'm awfully sorry I sent him out, seeing that you called, because I would have liked him to get this.
Well, shame on you. Here's Dick Chapman.
Yeah,
our
that's all right.
Well,
maybe we can talk to you for a while, and if by golly George is gone, why, we can still ask you our question, and you can win $8.30 in his behalf.
Well, that'd be awfully nice if it's possible.
All right. Well, we won't make it that tough.
A lot of people with atlases want to know where you are, George, or what is your name?
I'm Einar Einarsson.
Oh, you're Einar.
Yes.
Einar Einarsson.
Where are you in Flin Flon? That's way north of Winnipeg, isn't it? That's way north of Winnipeg.
We're 465 miles north of Winnipeg.
400, that's way up.
I know right where Flin Flon is because I fly right through there going to Reindeer Lake. You know where Reindeer Lake is?
Yes, one of you boys or some of you boys were up hunting this fall, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. I was up fishing in last June in Reindeer and went through Flin Flon. There may have been somebody here from the Twin Cities or maybe even somebody from WCCO who stopped through Flin Flon, yes.
Was there not some mentioned made of fishing up around or hunting up around Squaw Rapids?
Not me personally, but it very well could have been some of our people.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I know. We had a letter from a gentleman here.
Oh, that was
a couple of nights ago. Someone who was elk and moose hunting up by Squaw Rapids.
Yes.
That's right, and
this last fall.
Uh-huh, that's true, yes. How old is George?
George, he was 18 last August, 19th.
Yeah, and I heard you say you'd sent him out, but I didn't say here exactly where you said you sent him.
I sent him out to, we have the Saskatchewan borderline here.
Uh-huh.
And we have a little town on the west side of the border called Creighton.
Creighton, I see, yeah. I thought that's what you said. And he's gone over there on an errand of some kind.
He went there on an errand for me, yes.
So isn't Flin Flon pretty close to a pretty good-sized lake?
Flin Flon Lake is not very big, but it's just in the west of the town, and it's always getting smaller because they dump tailings in from the mine into the lake.
That's right. And what kind of mine is that?
We have copper, gold, zinc, cadmium. There's several more that I couldn't name. But
yeah, I know what you mean. It's quite a thriving community. I've seen it from the air. It looks like a real industry there. Georgia, how's your weather tonight in Flin Flon?
It's very cold. It's 33 below with a terrific northwest wind.
Uh-oh.
33 below?
Uh-oh.
33 below, yes.
Say, I don't worry about that 33 below, but how strong is that wind?
Well, I wouldn't be sure, but I think it's about 25, 30 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
And Ida, you sent George out into that?
Well, you better you should send George out than you go out, I'll tell you that.
Well, I hurt my knee a bit today, so I couldn't walk too well.
Ah, that's all right. And a young, strong 18-year-old that can buck that wind better than you can, I can know
well,
what you mean.
Well, that's for sure. I'm getting a little on the old side now.
Well, what did he go out in?
Pardon?
Did he drive?
He went by bus.
By bus?
Yes.
And they run all the time?
Well, they have a bus schedule here, and it's not too... I mean, the buses are not too close together. They're quite far apart.
You got a lot of snow?
Pardon?
Got a lot of snow?
We have about 18 inches here now.
18 inches of snow.
Yeah,
and
you know
what? The snow is really blowing high tonight.
I bet. It occurs to me that a wind from the northwest coming through Flin Flon at that speed and that cold is headed right our way, George. I mean, Einar, and by golly, I wouldn't doubt what in a couple of days we get it.
Well, I hope it doesn't hit you as cold as it is here now.
Okay. It's only 5 above here now. We've got a virtual banana belt compared to what you got.
Uh-oh.
It's almost 40 degrees warmer here.
Yes, that's quite a bit.
Well, let's see if we can give you a chance to win $8.30. And if George is gone, why, you can handle this for him and keep it yourself or give it to him, whatever you think.
Well, he'll get it if it's coming.
All right. I know, by golly, that it's not too... Here's the question.
Yes.
Which of our 50 states has the motto, the North Star? In other words, which state is called the
Texas.
North Star State? The North Star State.
Texas.
No, I'll give you another chance.
That's a loan.
Now, Texas is the Lone Star State.
Oh, the Lone Star, that's
yeah,
right.
Now, which of our 50 states has the motto, the North Star? We here in Minneapolis and St. Paul happen to be pretty proud of this state.
The Minneapolis State.
Well, the Minnesota State. You were pretty close there. I can't, with George out there in that 33 below, I got to send the money up there, I'll tell you that. Yes, the North Star State is Minnesota.
Minnesota.
You betcha. And it was awful nice talking to you, and you tell George that you won him $8.30, will you?
I'll do that.
Okay.
And, he'll get it because he's a good boy.
Very good. Hang on now because Charlie Moon wants to double-check your address in Flin Flon, Manitoba.
Okay.
Thank you. Einar Einerson. He's the dad of George Einerson. Flin Flon, Manitoba. Yes, sir. This is a very key North Country air spot because of the landing strip being there and, of course, the radios that are so important when you're flying in the bush country. And Flin Flon's a pretty good-sized town, too. As he said, they have a vested mining interest there. Won $8.30. 33 below. Oh, boy. And a 35-mile-an-hour wind. Why, that's enough to cut you in half.
He says it's kind of cold inside. He said we got an oil furnace going, but he said it kind of comes through the walls. And he said it's really cold.
I bet
he's having
does.
Tough keeping warm.
Well, that happens.
Boy,
yes, 33
below.
There it is.
It just reached us. Travel pretty fast. Well, let's get out your atlas again. Let's go to travel. Let's go east this time.
All right, go east. Go east, young man. Seek your fortune. What was that?
January 25th is our next Clear Channel show, so all of you get those cards in to WCCO. Put Clear Channel on them.
Yes, address them, please, so that we don't get it mixed up with our regular mail, to Honest to Goodness Clear Channel Show, care of WCCO Radio, Minneapolis or St. Paul. WCCO, St. Paul or Minneapolis. And on Monday night, 8:30, January the 25th, that's 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be calling around the country again.
A lot of people who have relatives that live here in the Twin City area in CCO land who have relatives in other parts of the country, have them listen.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to talk to these folks. Now, what have we gone from 38 in Cincinnati to 33 below in Flin Flon? And she said it was about 50 outside of Dallas, didn't she? 50-something?
Yeah. Hello, is this the Colby residence?
It is.
In Springfield, Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is Honest to Goodness calling you, WCCO Radio.
Yes.
In Minneapolis and St. Paul. This is Charlie Boone, Dick Chapman, our quizmaster. Is this Royce? Is this Royce?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Springfield, Virginia. Where is that? We can't find it.
10 miles south of Washington, D.C.
Oh.
What'd I tell you?
Dick figured it was a suburb maybe of the capital.
That's right, it is.
How's the weather?
Very nice.
Uh-huh.
40 degrees today.
40 degrees. We just talked to a gentleman in Flin Flon. It was 33 below.
When he said Flin Flon, this is Dick Chapman talking now, Mr. Colby.
Dick Chapman, WCCO?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We're both on here together, Charlie Boone and myself and you.
Uh-huh.
And we're on the air together. When Charlie mentioned Flin Flon, do you know where he was talking about?
Flin Flon?
Yes, Flin Flon. That's in Manitoba, Canada. That's 400 and almost 500 miles north of Winnipeg. And we just talked to a gentleman up there, and when he said that we were asking him about his weather, he said it's 33 below. That's only 73 degrees colder than what you got,
what
see?
We have here, yes.
If Springfield is just south of the capital there, it must be pretty close to Arlington, huh?
That's right, it is. It's south of Arlington, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Arlington. I have a brother and his family living in Arlington. He works in Washington. Do you work in the capital?
Yes, I do.
And what do you do?
I work for the FBI.
Uh-oh, you're not an agent, are you?
Yes, I am.
Uh-oh, hang up, quick, Charlie. We're in trouble. Well, how long have you been an FBI man, sir?
Oh, just celebrated my 20th year with them now.
20 years with the FBI?
A couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Do you work in the Washington, D.C. office?
Yes, I do.
And do you have a special assignment there?
Yes, I'm a supervisor in the laboratory.
Oh, I see. And that should be very interesting.
Do you look over fingerprints and all that?
No, not fingerprints. Other types of examination.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they say a good 90% of the FBI's work is lab and investigation stuff anyway.
That's correct.
I suppose you folks who guys work in the lab must say, well, we do most of it, huh?
Of course.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. I mean, doggone. I wonder if you know William Williams, who was the FBI agent in charge here in Minneapolis until just a few years ago.
Well, yes, I've heard of him.
Oh, really?
I've met him, I believe, yes. Oh,
I'll be doggone. I figured that was kind of like asking, do you know Bill Johnson in Minneapolis, which is like, do you know Smith in Washington, this kind of thing. But you've met him,
yes, well,
Bill Williams.
I visit Minneapolis quite often, yes.
Oh, do you?
Oh,
do you have relatives here or what?
Yes, they do in St. Paul, primarily.
Oh, I see. And what's their names?
Flatlands.
Flatlands?
Yes. Flatlands.
Uh-huh.
Fladland.
I see. Well, by golly, maybe they're listening tonight.
I hope they are.
Well, all right, let's see how good you can do with one of our CCO land type questions there and win $8.30. I'll try to go easy on you here.
Yeah, you'd better.
How are you? Yeah, I know you are. How are you at sports questions, sir?
Not too good.
Oh, well, I have to get away from that question. Oh, here we go. Try this one. You've been here. You visited St. Paul. You should know this question. Minnesota is bounded by Canada on the north, by Wisconsin on the east, and by both North and South Dakota on the west. But what state is on Minnesota's southern border?
Oh, I know that real well, because I come from right down near the Iowa border.
And you say the state is Iowa.
That's correct.
Where do you come from?
Jackson, Minnesota, which is 11 miles from the Iowa border.
Yes, I realize. I didn't realize you were a Minnesota native.
Oh, yes.
But how long have you been in Washington?
I've been in Washington since, off and on since 1942.
I see. Been a long time.
Do you have anything to do, Royce, with the preparations for the inaugural?
Not too much right now, no.
How are preparations coming?
I think they're moving along real fine.
Uh-huh.
I suppose Washington and that whole neck of the woods kind of gets a holiday spirit about it, or a festive spirit.
Do. They have bleachers up, and they're preparing for a big parade, and things are really moving now.
The weather's supposed to be good?
They anticipate real fine weather.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the last inaugural?
Yes, it was very bad.
Oh, boy, I remember it snowed something fierce.
It was almost like Minnesota.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen to you this year.
I hope not.
Say, give my regards to LBJ, will you?
I'll certainly try to.
And HHH?
Yes.
All right.
And J. Edgar?
And J. Edgar also.
Yes. All right. Hang on now. Charlie wants to double-check the address. You won $8.30, and honest to goodness, it was nice to talk to you.
Well, it's certainly nice talking to you.
Okay. That was Royce Colby, a former Minnesotan, born in Jackson, Minnesota, living now in Springfield, Virginia, just south of the Capitol, and working for the FBI. We sure get every type, don't we, Charlie? Well, say, have you ever thought how easy it is to do your gift shopping the gift house way? All you have to do is shop with the merchants that give gift house stamps, pick up the good old gift house catalog, select the gift you want, and then save gift house stamps. And before you know it, you'll have saved enough to get the gift of your choice. Only top-quality brand-name merchandise is available to you at your Gift House Redemption Center, and you will find on display exciting gifts from lightweight luggage for modern travel to radios, TV sets, all kinds of sporting goods, modern home appliances, and most anything for home or personal use. Remember, do all your shopping at merchants displaying the Gift House stamp signs and get that extra bonus of Gift House stamps. Start today and see how soon you have the gift of your choice. Another call?
He didn't even know his zip code. He's in the FBI.
Well, I mean, he's busy, you know.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Paul Taylor residence in Chatham, New Jersey?
Yes.
Yes, this is honest to goodness WCCO Radio calling you, Mrs. Taylor.
Really?
Yes. You're just right on the Atlantic practically, aren't you?
We're about 10 miles from the Atlantic.
10 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, and here we are in the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis, and here's Dick Chapman, our honest-to-goodness quizmaster.
Hello.
Yes.
Did you turn around from the phone there and yell at somebody?
Yes.
Who did you yell at?
My son. I'm hoping you're going to ask me a sports question.
You've been listening, haven't you?
I have.
I thought so. Boy, we sure have good reception tonight. What kind of radio do you listen to us on, Mrs.
Just a plain, ordinary... The only thing is it's the one upstairs is better than the one downstairs.
Well, that's because it's higher in the air, don't you see?
No, I don't.
You don't sound like you're from Jersey.
Well, I'm really from New York State, but I thought I talked pretty much as if I were from New Jersey.
You don't sound like...
I've also lived in Pennsylvania.
I see. You don't sound like either a Jerseyite or a New Yorker. You sound kind of like a Midwesterner, for heaven's sakes.
What large city is Chatham near, Mrs. Taylor?
It's between Newark and Morristown.
Oh, yeah.
Newark is fairly large. Morristown was Washington's headquarters during the Revolutionary War for one winter.
Oh, yes. Right close to... Yes.
Just talked to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought for a minute you were going to say we just talked to Washington. Wait, for heaven's sakes. No, yes. They have some kind of a state park or a national park there, don't they?
Yes, Jockey Hollow.
Uh-huh, yeah. I think my brother's told me about that. Yes. Well, you want a sports question, huh?
Yes.
How old is your son?
Oh, he's old enough to know them.
All right.
He's working.
Here's the question, then. Halfback Tommy Mason. Runs like a deer... Plays guitar like an amateur.
Are you listening to it?
Speaks with a southern drawl.
Yes?
And he plays for what football team in the National Football League?
What team does he play for in the National Football League? Did you get the name? Tommy Mason?
Halfback, Tommy Mason.
Minnesota Vikings?
You're right!
That's right.
You don't have to whisper. Just speak right up.
I didn't know whether he could hear your question.
I see.
I mean,
listen, it was thrilling the way you relayed the information back and forth to your son.
Yes.
You win $8.30. You'll have to talk to him about who you split it up with.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Paul Taylor in Chatham, New Jersey. Hang on now. Charlie Boone wants to double-check the address.
Bye.
Okay. Gee, that was nice. Don't forget now, our next Clear Channel show will be January 25th. Send your registrations to Honest to Goodness, WCCO Radio, St. Paul or Minneapolis. I see by the old clock on the wall, we got to get out of here. So stay tuned for the second half of radio's most shining hour.